Bergman spoke at a luncheon hosted by the Chamber of Commerce during this week's World of Work Fair in Sitka. He reassured the audience that even his own two kids who grew up in Sitka could not, outside of seafood, identify the state's process industries.
Most of the process industries are a mystery for them. You know, what are they really about? What do people actually do in this industry? What does it mean to be a process technician? Because that's one of the training programs that we have. It's as remote for them as it is for a student from Kilegenic in terms of their actual connection to it or to understand it, probably because they don't have a parent or a relative who works in the industry, so they don't get that firsthand knowledge. And outside of coming to a career event like this, they don't have an experience with it.
Bergman said the Alaska Process Industry Careers Consortium had 55 member companies involved in everything from agriculture to healthcare to mining and power generation. APIC's primary mission as a nonprofit is to provide standardized health, safety, and environmental training for Alaska's oil and gas operators. Lately, though, the organization has branched out into advocacy for technical careers. After 30 years of oil production on the North Slope, Bergman said worker retirement is opening the way for newcomers.
But one of our companies will be hiring 100 new process techs a year for the next 5 years. That's just one company. So the training potential is there, the ability and the availability is there. It's just a matter of awareness and how do we get students aware that these programs exist. Okay, and I think that's where the disconnect is. Because for a lot of us that didn't grow up around the industry, we're very disconnected in terms of what the real opportunities are.
Bergman outlined several of APIC's outreach programs for students. Teacher industry externships put teachers to work in various industries for 2 weeks during summer. The teachers are paid a stipend and receive 3 college credits. Alaska Engineering Academies is essentially a technical course in a suitcase, which can travel to any community in the state. Bergman said these programs were intended to show kids that good jobs were in reach without necessarily a full-blown college degree.
All of it requires some form of post-secondary training. We often tell our kids, you got to go to college, right, to get a career, to move forward. This is no different in that sense. What is different is this is not a 4-year degree, this is a 2-year technical degree. So that's one thing that makes it a little bit different. High wage, high pay, yes. Career long, yes. BP mentioned the other day that they've got an average age of 54 for their process techs. That's the average age, so that's my age. 54. So most of those folks are eligible to retire right now. So it's just a matter of when they choose to do it. So even if the industry was not to grow and to stay flat for the next several years, there's still ample opportunity.
Bergman told the audience members that they should encourage students to think regionally. If a student wanted to live in Southeast, he or she should consider jobs that were in demand regionally. He also pointed out that North Slope workers, with a typical 2-week on, 2-week off schedule, could live in any community in the state.
These careers are there. They're in our backyard. It's just a matter of, are we willing to kind of step out of that zone which says you get in your car and 2 minutes later you're at work every day? Or can we learn to work in a different way? And if you can learn to work in a different way, there's ample opportunity all around us.
Just prior to his visit to Sitka and the World of Work Fair, Bergman stopped in Juneau to meet with the Alaska Workforce Investment Board to discuss APIC programs. On his return to Anchorage, he said he had plans to meet with the new Commissioner of Education, Mike Hanley.